Welcome. This is James Corbett, and you're tuned into CorbettReport.com. I'm coming to you from Japan, where it's across the dateline and already the 13th of August, 2012. But today I'm joined on the line from my home and native land of Canada, where it's still the 12th of August, by Terry Wilson of Canadian Awareness, the Canadian Awareness Network at CanadianAwareness.org, covering truth, news, and information from a distinctly Canadian perspective. So, Terry, it's great to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Excellent. Well, as I say, this is a Canadian Awareness Network, so obviously we're looking at news and information from a Canadian perspective. Tell us a little bit about the website and how it came together.
I saw that there's a lot of information out there from the United States, Europe, but there wasn't too much Canadian-based alternative media. So our team decided to create the Canadian Awareness Network, and we do focus mainly on Canadian issues. A lot of truth that a lot of people don't get to see here in Canada, but do as well go into the geopolitics.
Absolutely right. And just as a sample for people who haven't been to the website yet, some of the stories that are up there, we need to wake up the police, Canadian soldiers and police trained by Blackwater mercenaries, Durham raw milk farm raided by federal inspectors. There's a lot of stories here that do tie in and nexus in very much to some of the other information we see coming from America and Europe and some of the other areas, but very much also happening in Canada. Let's just talk about some of those areas that you cover. For example, the Canadian police state. Perhaps you can give the listeners out there who might not be familiar with this an update as to where Canada is on the police state scale.
Well, we're heading right down it, down that path, just like the United States. We're seeing a lot of drone development. Our government's just announced that it's going to invest, I think it was about $1 billion in getting predator drones. A lot of our local police forces are now using the drones. Our police budgets are totally out of control. And as you said, there's a story about Blackwater training our military and police. So it is quite out of control. I wouldn't say it's as bad as the United States there. It's kind of different. The populations are different, so they do it a little bit differently. Canadians are more apathetic, so it's not so in your face.
Yes, as a Canadian, I can attest to that, and I can attest to the fact that most people have been brainwashed into believing government is their friend in most cases. So it's good to see more people waking up in Canada. Is your experience that more and more people are responding to this message there?
Oh, absolutely. It's a slow process, but more and more are coming around to it. So it's a great thing to see.
Absolutely. Well, as I understand, you've been doing some work on Agenda 21, which, of course, is an international agenda, but Canada is very much part of that. Let's talk a little bit about the work that you've been doing on Agenda 21 and what you've uncovered.
Well, we decided to do a film on it. I was originally asked to do a report on it. I didn't know a whole lot about it, so it's now turned into a film. It's a rabbit hole that seems to just never end. Insanity, it's right in front of our eyes, of course, after the 1992 United Nations conference that really kicked things off with Maurice Strong. It's been really slow going on it, you know, programs like recycling, really basic things that people could get on board on for easily. Now, recently, in the last 5 years, we've seen the creations of mega regions, seeing the micro apartments coming into fruition in Vancouver, New York City. And if you don't, anybody who doesn't know what a micro apartment is about 225 square feet, being rented out for about $850 right now in Vancouver. Now it's going to condense everything up, down. We see the smart grid, the smart appliances, the smart meters, that all really goes into the control of it. I'm really starting to see the building of the megacities for the Greater Toronto Area. It was always called the GTA. That's now been expanded to be called the GTHA, the Greater Toronto Hamilton Area, which if you look on the Greenbelt maps, is totally blocked off from any further growth by the Greenbelt. So condos going up everywhere, schools being consolidated. It's really nasty situation, but it's really under the cover, so most people aren't seeing it.
That's right. And unfortunately, it's such a big agenda that most people can't even wrap their head around it. Let's try to draw the broad outlines of this. For example, you go back to the 1992 Earth Summit at Rio and the role of Canadian Maurice Strong, who insists on pronouncing his name Maurice, even though it's clearly Maurice. But let's talk a little bit about this character, who he is, his background, and how this plays into the agenda.
Well, Maurice Strong, he was an oil man. He was the CEO of Petro-Canada. He founded an oil company that's now called, I believe it's Nexon. He was president and CEO for Power Corporation. If you're Canadian and you don't know who Power Corporation is, please look it up. They've been in control of our government for a very long time. You've got an oil man. He's high in corporate business. All of a sudden became interested in environmental sustainability, which really flies in the face of what he was previously doing. This sets off some alarm bells right there.
It certainly should. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe he's a junior high school dropout. So take that, Bill Gates. No college dropout here. He's a junior high dropout. All right. Well, exactly. So these are the types of characters who are behind this agenda. And as you say, it encompasses everything from the smart city idea to the smart meters, all of these great sounding terms that are all about how the government is going to have 100% control over our lives in the future if we let them do it. Talk a little bit about what the future would look like if we are living in under Agenda 21, if it comes to fruition in the way that they want.
Well, I think the best way to explain it, there's a video on YouTube called Plandopolis. If you just search YouTube for that, it really lays it out. It's done by an organization called Forum for the Future. You're looking at calorie counters where you only have a certain amount of calories you can reach every day. No meat for anybody. Meat becomes a specialty item. Very, very controlled working situations, living conditions. Everybody's packed into the megacities. No traveling. And I think in the planned off list, they have something called a Cry Freedom Ghetto, where the poor people don't have all that government control.
I still can't even believe that that video is serious, but it really does appear to be, doesn't it? It's just, it's creepy in so many ways, and that anyone could put that together and not realize how fundamentally creepy that future society is kind of strange in and of itself. But to a certain extent, I think that the propagandists buy into their own propaganda, or at least at the lower levels, they seem to. So it raises the question of what the average person out there can do to really effectively resist this agenda, especially because it's coming from the international level at the United Nations type of level, where, of course, you and I have absolutely no say whatsoever, at least directly. What kinds of things can people do to prevent this or head this off at the pass?
I like the idea of just going off of the grid, something like the Earth ships or anything like that, where you're becoming sustainable on your own without government control. That kind of puts them in a situation where they can't fight it with any kind of common sense. You're doing exactly what they want, you know, no more carbon footprint or whatever else, just minus the control.
Exactly right. In fact, it's interesting to me that I think the ultimate solution does lie in something that that they seem to actually be driving for, but in a completely different way than they're driving for it. That is kind of ironic, but interesting. So you say you're working on a documentary project about this. Tell us about how that came together and what you're working on.
Well, what we decided to do is use the Hegelian dialectic for the problem, reaction, solution. Problem, of course, being the man-made global warming. Of course, the Club of Rome, Maurice Strong, once again, is very involved in that. They've made quotes that pretty much say that humanity is the enemy. That our carbon footprint is going to destroy the planet, yada, yada. The solution being, all of the recycling, all those good programs, the reaction, and then the solution is the end game, the mega cities with regional governments. That's another aspect I didn't get into is right now, say in Canada, we have the municipal, provincial, and federal governments. This is going to move away from that and go to regional governments. If you go to a website called America2050.com, they have maps up where they already have the regions mapped out. We have the Great Lakes mega region. We have the Cascadia mega region. There's about six of them.
So tell us about the documentary project. Who are you working with this on?
So far, it's just myself and my team, Frankie Gotts, Lucas Quartz. And we've spoke with Rosa Corey from Behind the Green Mask. Yourself, we're talking to a few others. It's still a ways off from being done, but it's coming along very well.
Well, that is exciting, and it is exciting to see more and more people taking this up from a Canadian perspective. So people out there who are interested in helping out or in supporting your work, what can they do and how can they do it?
Well, you can always contact me, CanadianAwareness@hotmail.ca, our website, CanadianAwareness.org. We have our Facebook page as well. You can go on Facebook and just Canadian Awareness Network, get a hold of us. We can talk and go from there.
Excellent. All right. Well, Terry Wilson, I very much wish you all the best in that, and I will be happy to have you on in the program in the future to discuss more of this from the Canadian perspective. So Terry Wilson, CanadianAwareness.org, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.